Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual Business Superstar Awards Breakfast, to be held this year on October 4th at the historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Kathleen Carnegie Grant about the best ways for women over 40 to get and stay healthy. My guest today was born and raised in London, England, of Jamaican parents. She is a certified health and personal development coach and a certified strategy coach. A graduate of St. Joseph's College in New York, she spent 20 years in the medical field as a cardiovascular sonographer. She is president and CEO of Living Abundantly Healthy International. Her organization helps busy women over 40 recover and discover their health and vibrancy through individualized healthy weight loss, stress management techniques, and tapping into their passion and purpose in life. We are honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Ms. Kathleen Carnegie Grant. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. It is a pleasure to be here. I am so excited.
How are you today, Ms. Grant?
I'm doing great.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the best ways for women over 40 to get and stay healthy?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, let's go ahead and get right into it then. You believe, Ms. Grant, in drinking lots of water. Why is hydration important? And why is hydration so important when it comes to staying healthy?
Well, first of all, let me clarify that hydration is not drinking tea or herb tea or diet soda or juice. Hydration is drinking pure filtered water. So people tend to think that, I drink diet soda and I'm fine. Oh, I drink lots of juice. No, that's not it. Even if you don't like water, you can always squeeze some lemon in the water. But our body needs water. Our body cannot function properly without water because we are actually 70% water. And the water is needed to transport nutrients to the cells and to flush out toxins in our body daily. We can go without food for 40 days, but we can become severely dehydrated in a matter of hours, and our bladder can shut down, then our kidneys. So I tell my clients, do not wait until you feel thirsty. That means your body is already dehydrated, and the older you get, the more desensitized you become, and your body does not realize, that you are thirsty. So those receptors for thirst decrease as you age. So it is very important for women over 40 and for anyone for that matter to drink at least 64 ounces per day. You can drink 8 ounces 8 times a day or 16 ounces 4 times a day.
All right. Well, how can women over 40 move more in their daily lives?
Well, Spark Plug, unfortunately, we live in a society now that believes that going to the gym is what you need to do to exercise. And, most of us make the excuse that we don't have the time or that, we'll make time later on. But God created us to move, whether it's walking, skipping, running, bending, stooping. We have to become more aware of our body movement or lack of it and try and incorporate it in our daily lives. So if a woman sits at a desk all day, they need to be able to get up like every hour and walk, go to the water fountain, have a little gossip, whatever. And, when you sit all day, it's bad on your posture. So here are some things that you can do daily just to create movement in your body, and your body will love it. For instance, we love to drive around the parking lot to find the nearest place to park. Instead of doing that, park the furthest away that you can and walk to the entrance. And if you have a young child, hey, skip to the entrance. You know, have fun with it. Take the stairs and make that part of your movement routine. And spring is a perfect time to go walking in the park, taking deep breaths, you know, even stretching. I love dancing, so I love to dance around the house, join a Zumba class. And one of the other great things that we can do without having to go to the gym and making those excuses is using a rebounder or a mini trampoline. And that is great for getting your lymph system moving, and your body will absolutely love it and thank you for it. So if you make this part of your lifestyle and don't think about, oh, I have to join a gym, I have to exercise, you can just start by just moving, and your body will feel so much better.
All right. Well, let's get to the eating part of this interview, all right? What are some of the foods that women can enjoy that are healthy and can also help them on their weight loss journey?
Okay, you know, there are so many God-given foods that will help us get healthy and lose weight. We just have to stop adding the condiments like the salt and the sugar and just keep it, you know, really simple. And in my ebook, I list some foods that are great for reducing belly fat, which, you know, most women have a hard time getting rid of. You know, everything else will.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, we lost you there. So go ahead start where you were saying women have a hard time getting rid of their belly fat. Somehow you blanked out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, women have a hard time getting rid of their belly fat, and that is one of the most important things to get rid of, especially the visceral fat that surrounds our organs. So here are a list of few things that they can eat that are very surprising. Raw almonds. Avocados, baked sweet potatoes, plain Greek yogurt, wild salmon. Just make sure it's not farm-raised, because that has a lot of controversy to it, but you just want the wild salmon. And if you do eat meat, make sure it's grass-fed beef, and whey protein, which has to be organic from grass-fed cows. And fruits, I recommend the blueberries and the strawberries, you know, those type of fruits. And there's one food that I absolutely love in my salad, which is jicama, J-I-C-A-M-A. It's a root. It is crunchy, sweet, and absolutely delicious. Makes a great snack. And the spices that you can use to help you lose fat is the cayenne pepper, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
Oh, right. Well, why is sleep so important when trying to lose weight as well?
You know, sleep is one of the single most activities that's taken for granted when you're losing weight. And we don't realize that when we are asleep, a lot of cell repair and rejuvenation goes on in our body. And actually, that's when our metabolism kicks into gear. Like, for instance, when you exercise during the day, it's when you're sleeping that the fat loss occurs. And, you know, today there's a lot of chronic stress. We're in a chronic stress mode. That means our body is in fight or flight mode. You know, we talk about the stress hormones, the adrenaline. So our bodies are like constantly in that mode, and we need to take it down before we go to bed. We need to be able to relax, and, you know, because if we don't, our body tends to hold on to fat during the night and is unable to, you know, get through the repairing and the rejuvenation, because it's like a car engine. It's constantly revving but not doing anything. And so the energy that the body will need to repair and rejuvenate is not being utilized. And so you find that, you know, the fat loss does not occur because of that chronic, you know, revving mode that's going nowhere.
All right. Well, so Ms. Grant, with all the supplements, I'm sorry, were you finished?
Yeah, so I was going to say, so, you know, sleep is very, very extremely important, and it's also important that you wind down before you go to bed and not just, you know, plonk down on the bed in exhaustion, that you actually take 30 minutes to relax.
All right. Well, Ms. Grant, there's so many supplements on the market today. Can you tell us what are the most important supplements for women over 40 to take as a part of their daily health regimen?
A woman over 40 definitely needs vitamin D3 and calcium, and you don't need to get the calcium from dairy products. If you're allergic to dairy products, you can get it from greens like broccoli and spinach, and omega-3 fatty acids and the B complexes like the B12, B6, and B3, which is the folic acids. And, you know, I just want to point out that they make sure that the supplements are food-based. In other words, that they're not synthetic. We tend to buy, you know, supplements. We can go to any pharmacy and pick up supplements. But if it's synthetic, our bodies actually don't recognize it. So you're actually spending money on expensive urine, to be truthful. Yeah.
Wow.
And I have a lot of resource where you can get supplements that are 100% above board and, you know, with integrity, and they are food-based. But you have to do the research, and I've done the research on it. Our bodies are worth, you know, putting the best in. So, and especially when you get to a certain age, you need to make sure that you're only putting the best food and supplements in your body.
All right. Now, we only have a few minutes left. Tell us the name of your book, and where can your book be purchased, your e-book?
My e-book is called Crack the Belly Fat Code, and it is actually a free e-book that you can download on my website, and my website is www.crackthebellyfatcode.com, and, you know, it's you can also get a free 30-minute complimentary, you know, session with me as well.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, can you tell us very briefly why you decided to partner with People You Need to Know magazine in your marketing efforts?
I believe that People You Need to Know magazine is a tremendous, tremendous benefit to women in small business. There, you know, there is something about the events and everything that takes place, that when you partner with People You Need to Know, you really tap into your passion and, you know, spark plug. You just inspire and uplift women and, you know, make them realize that, you know, they are, you know, what they have to offer is definitely, you know, benefiting a lot of people. So, you know, we tap into our passions, and we're usually not sure, you know, if we should go this way or that way. And I think, you know, People You Need to Know and the magazine is the way to go if you
have a small business. All right. Well, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me either through my website. I have a contact form, or they can connect with me via phone. My number is 770-789-9641. If they want to speak to me directly, I am very available. I love to connect with you know, women and, you know, just really discuss what they need. So either on the website or by phone, and everything, you know, is there.
All right.
On the website.
Well, Ms. Kathleen Carnegie Grant, President and CEO of Living Abundantly Healthy International, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug, for having me on your show, and everyone, and you have a wonderful day.
All right.